Shockwave Soundscan. Millennium Music Mission. ProFlowRadio.com.
Yeah. ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show. www.maxine.com.
ProFlow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show. ProFlow for Show. ProFlow for Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
So I'm speaking with Sky Colette, you said, right? And it looks like you called from Alabama.
Yes, sir.
All right. So once for the audience where they can find you at online.
Okay, so www.skycolette.com. That's C-O-L-E-T-T-E. First name is Sky, like the sky, S-K-Y. So S-K-Y-C-O-L-E-T-T-E.com or SoundCloud.com/SkyColette or Twitter, of course, SkyColette.
Cool. That's what's up. So I got your information, a little bit of your information from one of your managers, and the audience didn't get that info. So why don't you tell them a little bit about, like, where you come from, you know, say whatever you like.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama. Of course, I've been raised in Alabama, but, of course, I've traveled all over. I've graduated from Alabama State University with a double major, theater and English. I love to sing. I've been singing since I was two. Funny story, my mom said, like, before I knew how to spell my name, I could sing, like, everything that she turned to on the radio.
Wow.
And she was like, and this was, like, way before, like, YouTube. So, like, I don't know where I got that gift from, but I've always loved music, always just, you know, music kind of speaks to me in ways that a lot of other things don't, so.
Yeah, I can understand that totally. So you said you've really been doing it since you're like 2 years old, kind of a natural thing.
Yep. It's very natural, yeah.
I'll
tell you a funny... Oh, say that one more time?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say a funny story. When I was five, I was asked to sing in front of the whole school, you know, as a soloist. And I was wondering, like, why my teacher actually asked me, but it kind of made sense because I wasn't afraid to sing in front of anybody, you know. So, you know, I really love to sing. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I have performed, you know, Atlanta, a lot in Alabama, obviously, and surrounding cities. You know, I've performed in L.A., New York. So, you know, just really wherever my fans want me to be.
What do you consider yourself the type of genre that you create?
Well, I consider myself to be pop, R&B singer-songwriter, and mostly like on the, you know, pop singer-songwriter end, but you know, I do definitely love R&B as well, and you know, I try to stay true to who I am as a person. I hear music differently sometimes, so the music that I put out, well, the music I put out, like, I like to put out music that people can feel and relate to. Like, for instance, a lot of my fans, they're like, man, I feel like you just read my diary and you just put it into words. And I just think that is so cool because I strive to give people, like, everyday music, you know.
I understand that. Very relatable. I understand that. So when did you start recording, like, professionally?
Professionally, probably about, I want to say, around 2009.
Okay.
So... you know, about four or five years ago.
And you have previous albums that people can purchase online?
Oh, yeah, of course. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, everywhere. The name of the album is Blue Diamond Heart, Volume 1, Sex and Love.
Okay.
So you already know what it's about.
Yeah. I like that. It's very creative.
Thank you, and I will be dropping a single called 4th of July very soon, and that's the song I actually sent you. It's definitely a hit with a lot of people in the industry, a lot of fans. It's a fan favorite. So I know that, you know, people really appreciate it. It reminds you of, like, summer love. So it's definitely one of those songs that you can really get into spring, summer, you know.
Yeah, totally. So what's your goals with the with, you know, your music production? What do you want to do with it?
Well, ultimately, of course, I guess, you know, get signed. The biggest thing as far as production, I want to be able to have my own sound. You know, I think as an artist, that is very important to have your own sound. You know, you look at artists like Drake and Miguel and just different people who they have this signature, you know, signature sound that they go with. So I just really want to be an artist and not just a singer, you know what I mean? And definitely find producers who get that and who can mold tracks according. Yeah, who can mold tracks according to my voice and my sound. So,
are you taking offers from different producers out there? Like, you want them to hit you up, you know, or?
Oh, yeah, of course. And they actually can hit me up at skycolettemusic@gmail.com. That's skycolettemusic@gmail. Also on Twitter at skycolette. But yeah, I'm definitely looking for some really hot producers. I'm always submitting my music to, like, labels and just different, you know, music executives and, you know, different people. But yeah, it's definitely gonna, you know, be out there. I wanna find somebody who understands the professionalism that I'm going for, you know, and can, you know, kind of hear what I'm doing and add to it.
Definitely, I understand that. So, you said your current project, what's the name of the title again?
The single is 4th of July, but the album is Blue Diamond Heart, Volume 1, Sex and Love.
And what would you, the 4th of July, is that like a reference to fireworks?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty cool. Okay, Let's see. I thought I was on TV for a minute, man. You zoned out. Crazy. I gotta remember what I was talking about. Let's see. Since you have so much creativity, you know, you've been doing it for such a long time, you know, you probably... I mean, how long have you been, like, really pursuing... I mean, you said you started recording professionally, but you were still getting your voice heard out there and all that. So, you know, over this time period, what are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome, in your own opinion?
Well, of course, people not necessarily taking you seriously at first, you know, and just, I started looking at music like a business and not just like, oh, I'm just going to sing and, oh, I just have talent. It's so much more than that. And I've just kind of realized that, you know, taking it to the next level is, you know, that professionalism and, you know, when people ask you, do you have music? Do you have... you know, this that you can show me, do you have that? Always having that stuff available. Telling people, like, hey, I'm going to be here, I'm there. You know, just making sure that I have the total package and not just, I'm just an artist who is talented, but I don't have a work ethic. You know, so...
That's good advice, man. That's really good advice.
I just learned...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You're fine. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know a couple of people who, they're extremely talented, but the problem is that they don't have work ethic and they don't have, you know, that professionalism. And at the end of the day, nobody's going to want to work with you if you're not dedicated to your work. They're not. So.
I agree.
That's all I had to say.
I agree, though. I definitely agree with that. Wanted to ask you advice that you would give to aspiring artists, people that have done it for a while, or people that are interested in getting involved with it professionally.
Yeah, I would say, like I was saying before, work ethic and professionalism is everything. Do your research, be creative, because a lot of times people who've been doing it so long, they don't find other ways to do it. And the problem with that is if you've been doing the same thing over and over and it has not given you the right results, you cannot continue to do that and think that something's going to happen, because it's not. So right. You have to be flexible in what you do and do research. If you don't know something, find somebody who do. Like, the internet right. is like the best resource. Go to a lot of these networking events. Like, put yourself out there. Like, every time somebody asks you, you know, hey, how you doing? Be like, hey, I'm a singer-songwriter, or I'm a producer, or whatever the case may be. Because every time somebody asks me that, I immediately right. say I'm a singer-songwriter.
Right. I'm you know. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, good. So when you talk to, like, say they were thinking, talking to a fan on the street, you know, someone who recognized you for what you do, and yeah. they ask you, you know, why? I mean, what they want? They wanted to know, basically, what your message is from your music.
Man, that's a great question. Great question. Well, I always want to empower people, always give them hope, even in the midst of the craziest situations. Like, I have a song called Don't You Worry About Me. And it's basically about, you know, heartache. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? We went through this breakup, but I'm okay without you. Like, just being able to see the best in the worst of times. Because there's always something to look forward to. And I feel like, especially now in this day and age, people need encouragement more than anything. They need to be able to see that, you know, I'm going to be able to deal with life even in the midst of what I'm going through.
Right.
Or, you know, or whatever. Yeah, so I think that's important, because I always felt like in music, that was lacking. Like, you can tell me how to make money, and you can tell me how to, you know, do all this other stuff, but you can't tell me how to, you know, get up and do what you gotta do and, you know, be happy and, you know, just, that's why I want my music to be everyday life, because we go through everyday life, we don't have people to really encourage us throughout our hard times, you know, and that's important. That's important.
That's what's up, man. Let's see, what's the website again that you want people to go check out?
Oh, it's www.skycolette.com. Also soundcloud.com/skycolette, and also Twitter @skycolette.
All right, man. You got any shout outs you want to thank anybody out there?
I definitely want to shout out my manager. You know, he's awesome. And I definitely wanted to shout out to my fans, the people who have been down with me. Every time I release something overseas, you know, here in the States, I really thank everybody who's, you know, rolling with me. So.
Bye.
And I definitely wanted to thank you for having me on the show.
I'm really
honored. Yeah, I'm really honored. Oh, I'm really grateful.
Well, you enlightened me today, that's for sure. So, you know, I appreciate it. The feeling is mutual. It's likewise. So I appreciate it. You got me kind of blushing.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm live right now because the way you're conducting this. It's been really easy to do this. Did you want to say anything else to the audience at all?
Just whatever you're trying to do, don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do it. Like, I had a moment where I didn't really have a really great support system. And a lot of times you look to family and friends for support, and sometimes they won't give it to you. But you just have to know that if something is on the inside of you, you don't need to have regrets. You need to just go for it. Like, people, you know, they live their life and they don't take chances. Like, just take a chance. See what happens. Like, you only have one life. And especially when it comes to your dreams, because what happens if it does work? We worry about what if it don't work. Like, and right. I can honestly say with singing, like, there were moments when I doubted myself, when I didn't want to do it, but here I am. And actually, right. like, things have really popped off. And, you know, I've been able to go to the Grammys, South by Southwest. I have a music video on Young Money's website. You know, have people like J. Cole, Roc Nation listen to my music, say it's dope. So, Yeah, like, it's been a lot.
You're doing your thing right now. It's something to be proud of. You should enjoy it, because that's what this is all about. You know, have, you know, they say you want to definitely try to enjoy this experience, you know, like you said, yeah, you know, earlier, you know, and adapt and be flexible.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Give it to me.